Blog Talk Radio.
Hug three people and just tell them it's all about the kingdom. Tell somebody else it's all about the kingdom. Hug one more person and tell them it's all about the kingdom.
Kingdom. And we ought to, every word that we say, everything that we do, it should be pointed back to the kingdom, because God's kingdom, we have access to the kingdom. We can pray to the Father and pray like this: let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson live on www.blogtalkradio. It's a pleasure to be on this morning, because it's a pleasure that I am alive today. It's a pleasure that you're alive today. Not just a pleasure, but it's a privilege. It's a privilege. God did not have to wake us up this morning, but he chose us to be alive today. And you need to know that life and death is in the power of the tongue today. And I chose to live and not die. See, so many have spoken words that are not edifying. And many times we see the root of what we have spoken. Then we want to do the blame game. But my beloved, today, I chose to speak life. John 3:16 tells me that, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life, abundant life, because he chosen us. And because he has chosen us, today I challenge you to heed the call. Heed the call to love. Love like the Father. Jesus, when he died, he had an opportunity to call 10,000 angels, but he chose not. He chose to say, not my will, but thy will be done. This is the reason for the season. This is the reason today I choose to live and not die. We serve the Holy God. We was created in his image to be like him. What is God like? Well, he is a spirit. And we, my beloved, ought to worship him in spirit and in truth. He's holy. Therefore, we ought to be holy. Holy is his name. The Son says we ought to cry out holy. I cry out holy this morning. It is my desire to be holy. Not because of my righteousness, because of his righteousness. Oh, God. See, in order for us to embrace love, we must embrace the Holy One. Today, my focus is that God will transform us to be more like him. God is love. And my prayer today is that for the next 30 days, the whole month of February, to dedicate this program in honor of my mother, my father, my sister, my brother, my church family. Dedicate even to my foes. Because my desire is to see the beauty of the Lord, to behold his beauty, my beloved. My prayer is that no one be left behind in 2017. Just by chance, God comes back for his bride. My worship is real. And no devil in hell is going to stop me from lifting up the name of Jesus. I have the authority to speak life. And today I chose to speak this message, that lives will be transformed, bodies will be healed, the captives be set free, because I serve a holy God. Thank you. cry out, holy, holy, holy is my Lord. He's holy. Holy, 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 holy. Holy is. No one like him.
Wait on you.